November 9th, and we're at 14,000 feet at the village of Dingbochet. We tried to sleep in and take our morning wake-up bed tea at 7 a.m. this morning at our tents next to the Tangbochet Monastery, but that plan was thwarted by the monks who began blowing the deep resonant horns to announce the morning prayers at about 6:15. Life in a monastery begins early in the morning. So we got up as well, and we took amazing photographs of Everest and Lhotse, and of course, Amida Blam in the morning light above us. Then we went and visited the memorial for the 1963 First American Expedition. Some of the members of that team have tortons or memorials in their memory, including Jake Breitenbach, who died on the first day Americans went into the icefall in 1963 on that expedition. And Barry C. Bishop, who's a special man to us, especially coming on Amida Blam this year, because most of you know Barry Bishop and his teammates made the first ascent of our route on Amida Blam in 1961. Our trek was beautiful. Amida Blam was before us the entire way up the valley. It's getting cooler as we go up. We hike now in fleece jackets and gloves and even knit hats on. And now that we're settling down for the evening in Dingbochet, people are wearing their big puffy jackets. We are at our lodge tonight, having been in tents the last three nights. And the group just enjoyed one afternoon ritual that's become a favorite of this crew, and that's afternoon popcorn and tea. Joe and, excuse me, I think we may have lost this connection. If you still hear me, the entire team, Joe, Don, Jennifer, Jeff, myself, and Grant, and of course Megan, who's with us, we're all doing really well and loving the beautiful mountains around us and anticipating the climbs ahead.